Welcome to your GCSE Business Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and we're diving into one of the most important topics in your business studies course, influences on business. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode will give you everything you need to understand, apply, and evaluate the key influences that shape how businesses operate. Let's get started. So, why does this topic matter? Well, no business operates in a vacuum. Every single decision a business makes, from what to produce, to how much to charge, to who to hire, is shaped by forces outside its control. Examiners absolutely love this topic because it tests whether you can think like a real business person. Can you apply your knowledge to a specific context? Can you evaluate which influence is most significant? That's what separates the top grades from the average ones. Let's begin with the big framework you need to know. PESTLE. That's P-E-S-T-L-E. It stands for political, economic, social, technological, legal, and environmental. These are the six categories of external influence on a business. Learn this acronym. It will save you in the exam. Starting with political influences. Government decisions directly affect businesses. Think about taxation. If the government raises corporation tax, businesses keep less profit. If they lower income tax, consumers have more money to spend, which is great for businesses selling goods and services. Government spending also matters. When the government invests in infrastructure like roads and broadband, it reduces costs for businesses. Trade policies are another big one. Tariffs on imported goods can make foreign competition more expensive, protecting UK businesses, but they can also raise costs for businesses that rely on imported materials. A great example here is the impact of Brexit on UK businesses, which face new customs checks and tariffs when trading with European Union countries from 2021 onwards. Now let's move to economic influences, and this is a really popular exam topic. There are four key economic factors you must know: interest rates, inflation, exchange rates, and economic growth. Interest rates are set by the Bank of England. When interest rates are high, borrowing becomes more expensive. This means businesses pay more on loans, which increases their costs. It also means consumers with mortgages have less disposable income, so they spend less. When interest rates are low, borrowing is cheaper, encouraging investment and consumer spending. In 2022 and 2023, the Bank of England raised interest rates significantly to tackle inflation. This had a real impact on businesses across the UK. Inflation is the general rise in prices over time. When inflation is high, the cost of raw materials, energy, and wages all go up. Businesses face a tough choice: absorb those costs and reduce profit, or pass them on to customers through higher prices and risk losing sales. The UK experienced inflation above 10% in 2022, the highest in 40 years, which squeezed business margins severely. Exchange rates affect businesses that trade internationally. If the pound weakens against the dollar or euro, imports become more expensive. Bad news for businesses buying raw materials from abroad, but it makes UK exports cheaper for foreign buyers, which can boost sales overseas. A strong pound has the opposite effect. Economic growth, measured by GDP, tells us whether the economy is expanding or contracting. In a recession, consumer confidence falls, spending drops, and businesses often see lower revenues. In a growing economy, the opposite is true. Moving on to social influences. Society is always changing and businesses must adapt. Key social factors include demographics, that's the makeup of the population. The UK has an aging population, which means growing demand for healthcare products, retirement services, and accessible design. Businesses that spot this trend early can gain a competitive advantage. Consumer trends and lifestyle changes are equally important. The rise of health consciousness has transformed the food and drink industry. Think about the explosion of plant-based products from companies like Oatly and Beyond Meat. The shift to online shopping, accelerated by the pandemic, has forced traditional retailers to invest heavily in their digital presence. Businesses that failed to adapt, like many high street chains, face serious consequences. Now for technological influences, and this is a rapidly evolving area. Technology affects businesses in three main ways. It changes how they produce goods and services, how they communicate with customers, and how they compete. Automation and artificial intelligence are transforming production. Car manufacturers like Toyota use robotic assembly lines that produce vehicles faster, more cheaply, and more consistently than human workers. E-commerce platforms like Shopify have allowed small businesses to reach global markets at very low cost. Social media has revolutionized marketing. A business can now target specific demographics with precision advertising for a fraction of traditional advertising costs. However, technology also creates challenges. Cybersecurity threats are a growing concern. A data breach can cost a business millions in fines and reputational damage. And the rapid pace of technological change means businesses must constantly invest to stay competitive. Legal influences cover the laws that businesses must comply with. Three key areas come up repeatedly in exams. First, employment law. This includes the national minimum wage, which in 2024 was set at £11.44 per hour for workers aged 21 and over. Businesses must also comply with the Equality Act 2010, which protects workers from discrimination. The Health and Safety at Work Act 1974 requires employers to provide a safe working environment. Second, consumer law. The Consumer Rights Act 2015 gives customers the right to goods that are of satisfactory quality, fit for purpose, and as described. Businesses that breach this face legal action and reputational damage. Third, competition law. The Competition and Markets Authority ensures businesses don't engage in anti-competitive practices like price fixing or forming monopolies. When Microsoft attempted to acquire Activision Blizzard for $69 billion, the CMA initially blocked it on competition grounds. Finally, environmental influences. Businesses face growing pressure from governments, consumers, and investors to operate sustainably. The UK government has committed to reaching net zero carbon emissions by 2050. Which means businesses must adapt their operations. This creates both challenges and opportunities. The challenge is the cost of transitioning to greener energy and processes. The opportunity is that consumers increasingly prefer environmentally responsible brands. Research shows that over 70% of UK consumers consider sustainability when making purchasing decisions. Now let's talk exam technique, because this is where marks are won and lost. The most common mistake candidates make is describing an influence without explaining its impact on a specific business. Examiners give credit for application. So instead of writing high interest rates affect businesses, you should write for a small cafe like the one in the case study. High interest rates would increase the cost of its bank loan, reducing profit, and potentially forcing it to cut staff or raise prices. Command words are crucial. Describe means give two developed features. Explain means give a reason and develop it. Use connective phrases like this means that or as a result. Evaluate or assess means you must weigh up different factors and reach a justified conclusion. Never just list points in an evaluation question. You must judge which factor is most significant and explain why. For 6-mark and 9-mark questions, structure is everything. Use the Peel framework. Point, evidence, explanation, link. Make your point, back it up with specific knowledge, a statistic, a named example, a piece of legislation, explain how it affects the business, and link back to the question. A common trap is confusing internal and external influences. PESEL factors are all external. They come from outside the business. Internal influences, like the skills of the workforce or the business's financial resources, are separate. Don't mix them up. Now for our quick-fire recall quiz, I'll ask 5 questions, pause the podcast after each one, and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question 1. What does PESEL stand for? Answer: political, economic, social, technological, legal, environmental. Question 2. What happens to business borrowing costs when the Bank of England raises interest rates? Answer: borrowing becomes more expensive, increasing business costs. Question 3. Name one piece of UK employment legislation a business must comply with. Answer: any of the following: the National Minimum Wage Act, the Equality Act 2010, or the Health and Safety at Work Act 1974. Question 4. How does a weak pound affect a business that imports raw materials? Answer: imports become more expensive, increasing the business's costs. Question 5. What is the difference between quality control and quality assurance? Answer: quality control checks products after production for defects. Quality assurance builds quality into every stage of the production process to prevent defects occurring. Right, let's wrap up with your key takeaways. 1. Use PESEL to organize your thinking about external influences. Every influence fits into one of those 6 categories. 2. Always apply your knowledge to the specific business in the question. Generic answers do not earn top marks. 3. Economic factors. Interest rates, inflation, exchange rates, and economic growth are particularly popular with examiners. Know them inside out. 4. For evaluation questions, reach a clear, justified conclusion about which influence is most significant for that particular business. 5. Know your key legislation: Consumer Rights Act 2015, Equality Act 2010, National Minimum Wage, Health and Safety at Work Act 1974. That's it for today's episode. You've covered PESEL, worked through the key economic factors, explored social and technological change, and sharpened your exam technique. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, the difference between a grade 4 and a grade 7 is usually application and evaluation. You've got this. Good luck!